This month's special TBC Extra is an article entitled Mysticism, the Coming World Religion, and Doctor Strange. Written by and read by TBC Executive Director Tom McMahon.
Thanks, Gary. In the October and November 2016 issues of the Breen Call newsletter, a thesis was presented based upon scripture and an observation of what has been taking place in the world and Christendom. It is simply this: the coming worldwide religion of the Antichrist is rooted in and will establish itself as mysticism. Definitions of mysticism include belief that one may attain a direct knowledge of and a final union with God or some supreme deity, personal or impersonal, through subjective experiences, altered states of consciousness, meditation, feelings, and occult manifestations. It is the turning from objective reality, reason, true science, facts, to metaphysical assumptions and speculations. Mysticism is believed to be the pathway to the spiritual realm that ultimately controls the physical universe. This article is a review of the latest global promotion of mysticism in the movie Doctor Strange. Before I became a biblical Christian, one who was graciously saved by putting my faith in the sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the full payment for all my sins, I was a Hollywood screenwriter. One of the things I learned in my time at 20th Century Fox Studios and with independent productions was that as a screenwriter, my primary objective was entertainment. The formula was hardly complex. The more entertaining the movie, the bigger the box office success. There are many other things that may go into a movie, for example, a message, a teaching, or a political, religious, or philosophical slant. But to the degree that any of those things detract from the entertainment value, they can put financial success in harm's way. That is a major reason why the majority of theatrical movies fail at the box office. On the other hand, the movie medium is the most effective vehicle for promoting specific beliefs in the world today, and that potential is not lost on the screenwriter. For example, there are three movies that have had enormous success by featuring a religious teaching and yet lost no enthusiasts because the films were highly entertaining. Star Wars introduced the Force as a spiritual energy field that connects all living things. Director George Lucas wanted to, quote, awaken a certain kind of spirituality in young audiences, suggesting a belief in God without endorsing any specific religion, end of quote. The ongoing theme of controlling the power of the Force produced occult manifestations through the Star Wars episodes, such as telepathy and using the mind to manipulate matter. From the late 1970s on, children have been inculcated with, may the Force be with you, and Yoda's instruction to Luke Skywalker for manipulating the Force. Quote, Luke, trust your feelings, end of quote. Entertaining? Yes. Spiritually seductive? Yes. Antithetical to scripture? Totally. In 2009, Avatar, a Hindu term for an incarnated spirit or God, at one point surpassed Star Wars at the box office, becoming the highest-grossing film in history. As Star Wars is to Eastern mystical occultism, the movie Avatar is to the largest non-centralized and non-structured religion in the world, shamanism. Shamanism is practiced throughout the globe, from Siberia to the Solomon Islands, from Africa to the Far East. Yet the fact that it functions identically among people groups who have never been in contact with one another confirms that the shaman's guidance comes from a non-human, that is, spiritual source. Avatar portrays a litany of anti-biblical beliefs, albeit in a highly entertaining way, through reincarnation, the worship of nature and nature spirits, Gaia as supreme deity, Hinduism, goddess worship, panentheism, the connection of humans and nature, the purity of those closest to nature, and spirit-soul travel. Writer-director James Cameron loaded his film with Hindu nuances. For example, the blue skin of the Navi, akin to the gods Krishna and Rama, and declared that he, quote, tried to make a film that would touch people's spirituality across the broad spectrum, end of quote. Both Star Wars and Avatar teach various aspects of mysticism indirectly through their focus on the Force and shamanism, respectively. But Doctor Strange, the latest of the Marvel superheroes to come to the big screen, is a narrative that specifically and clearly explains mysticism as the story unfolds. A surgeon at the top of his profession loses the use of his hands due to a horrific car crash. Nothing scientifically attempted is able to restore his surgical skills. Doctor Strange, therefore, having lost all but a fleck of hope, journeys to Kathmandu. His huge ego, wrapped in a materialist mindset, sets the stage for Mysticism Apologetics 101. There he is led to the Ancient One, a sorceress who dismantles his zealous belief in non-physical reality. Doctor Strange, quote, I do not believe in fairy tales about chakras or energy. There is no such thing as spirit. We are made of matter and nothing more, end of quote. Brushing his ignorance aside, the sorceress pushes him into experiences and makes pronouncements that have no correlation outside of a mystical worldview. Doctor Strange and the audience are taught that, quote, at the root of existence, mind and matter meet. Both shape reality, end of quote. Yet we learn quickly that the mystical realm is far more powerful than physical matter, and we follow the path of Doctor Strange, the former hardcore materialist, as he develops into the supreme sorcerer, supposedly drawing only upon the good side of mystical power. Like other Marvel movies, Doctor Strange is highly amusing, well-written and directed, includes humor, dazzling special effects, and very likable characters. That's the good news for the ticket purchaser. You get your entertainment money's worth. That good news, however, is bad news for biblical Christians, those who are aware that the chief mystical ingredients of the Antichrist worldwide religion are spreading like wildfire, and who are grieved over the multitude of souls who are deceived in the process. Those ingredients include sorcery, Acts chapter 8, verses 9 to 11, Revelation chapter 9, verse 21, Revelation 18, verse 23, Revelation 21, verse 8, and Revelation 22, verse 15. Lying signs and wonders, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 to 14, and a supreme sorcerer to come, who is empowered by Satan himself. Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. Jesus warned that these things would take place just prior to his return. Matthew chapter 24. Among those who profess to be Christians, confusion is further induced by a myriad of attempts to spin anti-biblical movies as Christian, including the Harry Potter series, which offers pure, unadulterated instructions in witchcraft. Understanding, therefore, that what is taking place is actually a fulfillment of prophecy that will continue its course until Jesus returns, what is the biblical believer to do? We need to know what the Bible declares about the days ahead, and we must pray that the Lord will give us the opportunity to point out these things to people who don't know what the Scriptures teach, including the lost, professing Christians, and sincere but uninformed believers. I'm Tom McMahon, TBC's Executive Director. Thanks for listening, and please continue to pray for the staff and the fruitfulness of the ministry.
For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.